It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. It's your daily sports dump. It's today, Friday, April 10th. For a little bit longer, it's an evening edition / weekend edition. It's so late in the evening that we can consider these jokes fresh for the weekend. And that's right, we've got jokes. So thank you to Quincy. Here we go. The XFL announced plans to lay off their entire staff, adding that they have no plans for a 2021 season. The league said they're making the move to bring a little predictability to these uncertain times. Hey, we don't know that the league would have folded. I mean, probably. Anyway, the league's move was a blow to all professional sports, as the XFL was the organization with the most experience playing games without fans. Wow. Keeping it in the family, former WWE star Ronda Rousey went off. I'm not related to her. I just meant that, you know, Vince McMahon, both things. Okay. Former WWE star Ronda Rousey went off on the sports supporters in an interview yesterday saying, "Fuck these fans." Upon hearing Rousey's remarks, the Center for Disease Control reminded all Americans that you should never, ever, under any circumstances, fuck the WWE's fans. Unless you yourself are one, folks. Then it's cool. Actually, everybody should be able to do everybody. But just, you know, wear protection. Ohio State, well, they're AD. Now, this is kind of responsible for a second. He asked... The Ohio State AD asked why resuming sports is safe for the athletes if it's not considered safe for the fans. He then quickly added he was just talking about the coronavirus and not the sport of football itself, because we all know that's not safe. Probably for the fans it is. All right, we got more jokes. Moving right along, as the Muppets say. According to sources, folks, NBA teams all want to delay this year's draft. Now, when asked when the draft might occur, the source said, teams want to wait until the draft isn't full of shitty players. So it's going to be next year. The Houston Texans traded a second-round pick to the Rams for wide receiver Brandon Cooks yesterday. Now, while Texans GM Bill O'Brien's strategy seemed a little bit murky at first, it's finally becoming clear why he's making all these trades. He is sick and tired of choking in the playoffs. And now, he won't have to. Todd Gurley says that signing with the Falcons was like a little homecoming. When asked to elaborate, he said, "Well, I think we'll be like the shitty team that's on other teams' schedule for homecoming." Makes sense. And some draft news. Ohio State defensive end Chase Young says he's the best player in the NFL draft and a winner. Now, many insiders believe the statement is just a bluff by Young to convince the Redskins that he wouldn't fit in with their team culture because of his goodness. All right. Those are the jokes. Thanks again to Quincy for the jokes. And that draft one there leads right into a couple things. One is our contest, of course, our Mr. Irrelevant contest, where we ask you folks, the followers of the Sports Dump, to hashtag Mr. Irrelevant, which probably is a hashtag for other stuff, but give us the name of who you think on the Sports Dump. Either tag us, yeah, or follow us, yeah, whatever it is, on Sports Dump Show on Twitter. Tell us who you think the last pick of the draft is, and we will pick a winner from amongst those selections, and the winner will receive a bunch of Sports Dump paraphernalia. I don't mean drug paraphernalia. I mean like stickers. We got a garbage pail. We got wristbands. We got headbands. All factory sealed, folks. Very fresh. I've had them for years, but I haven't taken them out. Okay. So just do that contest if you like. Also, we're going to have live coverage of the first round of the draft. And, man, we are lining up our expert panel. So far, I have experts for the Jets, Dolphins, Bills, who don't have a pick, Bengals, Titans, Chargers, Seattle, San Francisco, Rams, Carolina maybe, New Orleans maybe, Atlanta maybe, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, who has no pick. I still need Philly. And then I got the Giants, Dallas, and Washington all taken care of. I need Philly. Who's from Philly? I'll have to find out. So we're going to be bringing you Twitter coverage. That's another reason to follow Sports Dump on Twitter, because the first round of the draft, I'm going to be having a friend slash comedian, hopefully both, in each case, representing their team to trash their team's pick, hopefully, throughout the draft. That's always more fun that way. So look forward to that, people, coming up on the draft. And, of course, that is Thursday the 23rd. Now, we got more for you, folks. Speaking of the draft, let's keep it on the draft. We've got our mock draft update. Now, today's mock draft, we're back to the mock draft headquarters. It's CBS Sportsline. And this is a very special one, apparently, because John Breach does one mock draft per year, and this is it. So he's putting it out 2 weeks ahead. Very bold. If you're only going to do one, this is pretty early to be doing your one and only. Now, we're going to be doing one and only, but maybe we'll do it next week. Who knows? I mean, really, the Monday before would be the best time to do it. Maybe that's what we'll do. Regardless, we are here to talk about John Breach. This is his one and only, so we have not done any of his mock drafts before. And, of course, the bit in the mock draft update is that you don't have to read these mock drafts, and I'm going to tell you why. By just reading the intro, almost every single one of these folks tell you why you don't need to read further on. It's right there in the intro. I'll point it out for you, folks. But let's get to it. Thank you, John, for your content. He says, with the sports world at a standstill, there's basically only one event on the calendar this month, and that's the NFL draft. That's true. It's the only show on time, blah, 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 blah. Between now and then, you'll most likely be reading as many mock drafts as possible. Untrue. To try to figure out just who your favorite team is going to select. No, that's not the way to do it. The good news for you is that this is really the only mock draft you need to read. Also probably not true. Because it's the only draft that's going to get every pick right. Just kidding. Okay, that's impossible. No, it's not actually impossible. It's highly unlikely. But yeah, it's probably pretty impossible. But if you do, that means you'll win our contest because you'll have picked Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick of the draft. Anyway, moving on here. Some of our writers at CBS Sports produce a new mock draft every week. I'm a one-hit wonder. See, okay, this is my one and only mock draft. So that's good. I applaud him for doing the one and only. And then he says there's only three trades in the mock draft. That's mainly because the NFL has hinted it could become difficult to pull off trades. Well, three's a lot if it's going to be difficult to pull off trades. So that's all I'm going to say about that. How will things shake off? Well, let's find out. Now, here's a good thing he puts. We don't cover the picks ever, but here's the last thing he says before we get into the picks. Feel free to let me know on Twitter if you hate the player I send to your team. And that's the key to the whole thing, folks. Doesn't matter if you like it. In fact, it's better if you don't like it, because then you're probably more likely to go on and say, that's ridiculous. We already have a quarterback. Why are we going to draft that? So he's just told you right there. The whole point of this is to try to get Twitter engagements. And why would we do something like that when this just followed a whole Twitter ad I just gave you for our Sports Dump show? Again, that's at Sports Dump Show on Twitter. So that was your mock draft update for today. None of the picks really matter. They're all about the same, especially the first six or seven for everybody, so we just skip on those. And let's move on to our fake sports highlight. Well, today's fake sports highlight, oh, what a great, great, great highlight it was, as it was the Cardinals and Cubs. Now, this isn't your daddy's Cardinals and Cubs all pumped up with steroids. Oh, no. We don't have Tony La Russa, the world's greatest steroid apologist. It's amazing everywhere that guy went. Now, the team's won, but boy, everybody gained 30 pounds in like one offseason. How did that happen? Tony La Russa. And, of course, the Cubs, they certainly had their, you know, it goes unmentioned, but Mel Hall was a guy on the Cubs who was as stacked as Sammy Sosa back in those days, and he hit some creamed home runs. He hit him further than Sosa sometimes. Anyway, this wasn't one of those games. No, it wasn't, folks. It was a pitcher's duel. Yes, it was. A pitcher's duel. Oh, my God, I forgot the pitcher's name. Now I got to go back. Oh, yes, John Lester pitched an unbelievable two-hit shutout into the ninth, complete game, and then some guy in the Cardinals, let's say Martinez, I believe that's a starter on the Cardinals, also pitched eight and two-thirds innings of, let's say, four-hit ball until Javi Baez up to the plate, bottom of the ninth, two outs, 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's in the dirt. Javi swings, but it gets away from the catcher. Javi is headed to first base. Looks like he's going to beat it out. The catcher throws anyway. Oh, over the first baseman's head. Javi's going for second. Oh, here comes a right fielder out to get the ball. He's fielding it as Javi. It looks like he's turning. He's going to go for third. Here comes a throw. It's into third, and it looks like, oh, it's ahead of Javi. Oh, my goodness. Javi just did some kind of pretzel thing, faking out the third baseman and hitting third base. The third baseman is furious. He missed the tag completely, and he is arguing with the ump. Oh, my God. Javi's going home. He's going to try to make it home. Third baseman just realized that he threw it. It gets away from the catcher, and Javi scores! Oh, my God, a Little League home run for Javi Baez, and the Cubs win it. 1-0 in the bottom of the ninth. Wasn't that exciting, folks? That's what would have happened if the Cubs had played the Cardinals today. So that was your fake sports highlight for today. And now moving on to just a couple of little tidbits to set you off for your weekend. This is something I missed from a couple days ago. This is related to the Tampa Brady Bucks. That's right, Tom Brady, not only did he copyright TB2 or TBTB, and the Tuberculosis Society is going to have something to say about that, but Tampa, he's trying to copyright Tampa. I mean, look, it's one thing, you know, to want to capitalize a little on your name, but really, Tampa? Like, how much money is the name Tampa going to bring in? Let anybody who's selling a Tampa t-shirt make whatever they want off it, Tom. It's not like you need the money from the Tampa stuff. That's ridiculous. And Tampa Brady? Come on. I get it. You don't want people making money up. But come on. Tampa? Is it worth it? How many millions of dollars lie in the Tampa copyright? Anyway, that's ridiculous that he's trying to copyright that name, Tampa, Tampa Brady. But here's something from a few days ago that's also equally ridiculous. And Jameis Winston, you know, look, the NFL is the, well, maybe the NHL, actually. Then European soccer, I was going to say, which is the most racist league? Amongst the ownership, I think actually the NFL still is. And not to say that it plays a part with Jameis, but it certainly does in the NFL generally. And with quarterbacks, I think specifically. But Jameis Winston, I think, black or white, has done enough for us to make some judgments about him. And so when he said the other day that it's an honor to him to be replaced by Tom Brady, that he takes it as an honor that it took Tom Brady to replace him, like, Tom Brady's not the only guy they could have brought in who would have been better than him. Truly. Like, that is a sign of a narcissist that you take a firing, essentially, as a compliment. It reminds me of the president, basically. He's more similar to Jameis Winston than probably most of us, in that I can see Trump actually trying to walk out of a store with crab legs. And he'd use a different con, but he still wouldn't pay for him. Regardless, when Jameis said that, any shrewd-thinking GM is going to avoid him like crazy, because that is the most selfish thing in the world. Like, oh, yeah, the team didn't want me back, but they replaced me with Brady, and I take that as a huge compliment. Like, there's no compliment in getting cut by the Bucks, no matter what you look for. So there you go. I don't like any of the Tampa Bay quarterbacks, no matter what, Brady or Jameis, or whoever they bring in as a backup, as a matter of fact. The XFL is gone, as we said before. We covered that in the jokes. It's kind of sad because there were some innovations that were good. I think that kickoff thing, we've seen enough of that for the NFL to consider it. And I also think maybe they should have the eye in the sky guy who does everything. But it's gone, maybe never to return. Unfortunate timing for that. Not as bad as the Olympics, though. And I don't, you know, again, McMahon, he's going to be just fine. He actually was able to get off his WWE show. And then there were some innovations in that. We talked about that on Monday with Mark Warzeka. So go back if you like wrestling and listen to Monday's episode. Breeze is already going to NBC. What's with Drew Breeze? He's not. Why do you have to line him up before he even retires? Is he that good? I've heard him in interviews and stuff, and, you know, he's fine, but he's not. I don't understand why the level that they. I guess if you're a quarterback and you're not a meathead, that's okay. Like, in all fairness, I think Peyton Manning is an above-average sense of humor. But he's not, like, a great. He knows who he is, and he played that part. Like, the SNL he did was actually a very well-written episode, I think. And he played. He's easy to write for, and he does what he was supposed to, like a good quarterback would. But lining up for Drew Brees a year ahead, like, these guys are going crazy. Just because you're a Hall of Fame quarterback doesn't mean you're going to be a Hall of Fame announcer. So, that's it. And it's hard for me to believe that Chris Collinsworth is going to retire, but he's old. But so am I guess, since I remember when he played. TB forever. Oh, that's Tom Brady, and that's not something I think. All right, I think that's it for everybody. That is it for everyone, especially me. This was your Daily Sports Dump. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday, and follow us. You heard all the stuff about that. And if you are stuck at home and, you know, kids are driving you crazy and you live in a state where this is an available thing, I do another podcast called At the Doobies with Spliffkel and Ebernt. You can find that wherever you found this. And for the whole month of April 2020, that's 420, we're doing 420 tips for 420 people. So if you know what that means, go check that out. And for both of these podcasts, but especially this because I know you're listening, rate, please, review, and make the review as nasty as it wants to be. The rating, I would love 5 stars. And all that stuff. And follow us because our draft coverage will be our big live thing. All right. Check you out later. Bye.